Hi, and welcome back to the Friday Life Point Drivecast. My name is Corey, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. I hope our time today blesses and spurs you on. As a kid, we used to use our basement as a play area, and all the lights would need to be turned off individually. So we had these pull chains to shut off each light, and I hated being caught in the dark in our basement, right? Fear would sweep over me as I began to go one by one by one, turning off each light. Finally, as I pulled the chain on the last light, fear would take its full effect and I would sprint up the steps as fast as I could, skipping two and three steps at a time. Fear is a powerful thing in our lives. It causes us to do things we wouldn't normally do, and it causes us not to do certain things we can do, but choose not to because of fear. In Judges chapter 4, we're introduced to two people, Deborah and Barak, and we meet them at a time when Israel is doing evil in the sight of the Lord. Sisera, the general of the Canaanite army, is oppressing the Israelites, and the Israelites' military supplies are extremely sparse. They can't defend themselves, and the people don't even want to go out of their home or take any of the main roads anywhere because of the oppression from Sisera, right? Fear has swept over the land. Well, Israel cries out to God for help, and God answers by speaking through his prophet and judge, Deborah. Deborah sends for Barak, one of Israel's military leaders, and tells him that it's time to attack Sisera. Now, this is not only a ridiculous request, it's an impossible one. Sisera and the Canaanite army have 900 iron chariots, which puts them at a huge military and tactical advantage. There's no way Israel could defeat them. But Deborah relies and relays God's word to Barak and says in Judges 4:14, "Up, for this is the day in which the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Does not the Lord go out before you? God will give them into your hand." Now, I love this. God says through Deborah three important things here. The first thing she says is a strong command from God. He says, up, or in other words, go, advance forward. Right? Then after this strong command, she delivers a strong encouragement from God. It says, the Lord goes before you, and the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. As we explore living on mission for Jesus, saying yes to God because he is faithful, not because we are able, the story of Deborah and Barak is a great reminder to us that God's commandments are God's enablements. In other words, God will always help us to fulfill what he's called us to do. That overcoming fear, trusting God and his word, right? Barak and the Israelite army, they charge down the mountain. And in verse 15 of chapter 4, we read that the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and all his army before Barak by the edge of the sword. A great example of how God calls and uses his people, but ultimately God does the work and brings victory. This story reminds me of the mission Jesus has called us to here today. Matthew 28 verse 19, we've been talking about it every week. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of age. Just like Deborah relaying God's commandment and encouragement to Barak, Jesus, God in the flesh, does the same for us in Matthew 28. He gives us a strong command. Go, get up. Go get out, right? And he gives us a strong encouragement. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. As Christians, it's time for us to have confidence in the Lord, confidence in his word, that when God goes before us, what have we to fear? That God will always help us to fulfill what he's called us to do. It's time for us to engage in the mission Jesus has left us with and get up. Go, to run down the mountain, to move forward in faith to give God our yes, knowing that He has gone before us, that our strength is in the Lord and the power of His might, that the battle has already been won at the cross and the empty grave, that we are no longer slaves to fear, and that we don't march to victory, we march from victory, that we say yes because God is able. And when we do, we will see God work, move, and accomplish what He has commanded and promised. So, as we close out our time today, where is fear keeping you back from following Jesus' commandment and encouragement? Maybe it's time to share with someone about Jesus. Maybe it's time to invite those neighbors over. Maybe it's time to talk to a classmate. Maybe it's time to serve that family in need. Maybe it's time to get up, to go in the power and strength of Jesus. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we praise You because You are faithful to accomplish all that You said You would. And if You have said it, if You have promised it, help us to move forward in Your power, Your peace, and Your promises in saying yes. As we do, may we see You go to work. May we see victory in Your name, for Your glory, and for Your kingdom. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.